on the weekends there at Muroc, it was called then, we used to go out to Pancho Barnes, she had a rodeo grounds and a swimming pool and motel and a good restaurant, go out there and you know, unwind. And I took Glennis out there, I think, on a Saturday night, and we loved to ride horses. So we went out after dinner and were riding horses and chasing each other. And coming back, somebody closed the gate, and it was dark, and I didn't see it, so my horse hit the fence and flipped me, and I broke a couple of ribs. And that was on a Saturday night. Sunday, I moped around, and then Monday, I had to go into the base, and I went to a local doctor there, and he said, we've got two busted ribs. I'll tape you up. And it really didn't make that much difference in flying the airplane, because it's not strenuous other than handling it with your hands and feet on the rudder pedals and the control surfaces and loading pressure domes and turning switches on, things like that. So my only problem was it was painful to get into the airplane, because you had to come down a ladder and go through a little hole on the right side. But then the hard part was closing the door once old Jack Ridley came down the ladder and held the door against the right side. Had a lever. It was really tough to, and it took both hands all you could do, and I couldn't handle it with my right side because handle. So he made me about a 10-inch long broomstick that I could stick in the end of the door handle, gave me that mechanical advantage, and that's the way we solved the problem. So, but it really didn't make much difference.